You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
And your fluffy shoes,
'cause the Swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable,
giggle, giggle,
the Swallows
giggle.
Are here. The Swallows are here.
Oh good, we have music.
Adapters.
You need some adapters?
Yeah, you know how, these adapters get friggin' worn out, and you use them for a while, and then all of a sudden they start getting crackly.
Crackly. And the funny thing is that at work, you know, at our old works, that's a coveted item.
Yeah. Oh, they'll steal your adapters quickly.
It's like it's made
it
out of, you know, gold.
Yeah. Literally. Yep, literally.
Or diamonds or something.
Okay.
They'll take the adapter off your headphones and leave the headphones. Just take the whole friggin' thing.
People are thieves in radio.
Yeah. You know, it happens. It's the nature.
It happens.
Hi. I still didn't get it right.
That's okay.
That's got you on there.
Yeah, it's okay.
We're still fixing.
Hey. All right, great. Well, Jackie is here with us. I'm so happy that you're here.
Thank you for having me.
We met a while back. Like 10 years ago.
Is it 10 years?
Yeah. We met when my school did a tour of the radio station because I was going to that Ohio Center for Broadcasting School.
Okay.
And, well, now it's called Colorado Media School.
Right.
And we're doing a tour, and there I am. And we came in and saw you. We came in one afternoon, I believe it was, and...
Was it over at the old radio station at the one on Syracuse where Alice is now?
No. No, it was there in the Denver Tech Center.
Okay.
Yeah, so I came, I don't know.
Which station was I working at?
Cozy.
Oh, at Cozy, all right. Yeah, Cozy. Okay, so I started Cozy in May of 2008.
Okay, so it was 2009 when I came through. So you've been there a year. Because that's when that's when I went to school, yeah.
Huh.
In 2009. Yeah, and so I came in. That's when we met, and then when I started interning, we became friends.
Yep.
And then it was just kind of fast friends at that point.
Here's the funny thing about when I met you: weren't we playing ping pong or something? I don't know. Didn't we get a ping pong game going?
I have no idea.
Foosball.
Oh, I remember the foosball table. Possibly.
Maybe.
The foosball table was way more entertaining than
the pool table.
Yeah. I like the foosball table, but I'm more of a foosball guy.
Yeah.
Here's what I liked about you.
Yeah?
Is because you came into, you know, radio.
Yeah.
As an adult.
Out of nowhere. Yep.
Well, I'm just saying, instead of a kid, because I was a kid when I got into it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions for today was how your radio kind of began. Could I offer you a bottle of water?
Thanks.
There you go. I got that just for you.
You did?
Uh-huh. No, I brought it.
Are you sure? Where's yours?
No, I have mine right over here.
All right.
No, this is yours.
Thank you.
So that's what I was going to say. I was an adult. I didn't go to school till I was 38. It's when I went to that school.
You did? 38.
38. And now I'm only 41.
A bunch of old people, I'm telling
you. That's great. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then you're great. No, you're good.
That's good. Okay.
Oh, you're perfect.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds real nice.
Good.
And then that was my question. So what got you into radio? You said you were a kid. What kind of kid?
Well, I was, you know, in college.
Yeah.
And the lady, this is just a true story, burning bush moment.
Okay.
The lady who was in the freshman dorm next door to me, she was a senior.
Mm-hmm.
And it was radio, TV, acting, you know. You could specify within your major. And she was a TV major. Anyway, she's a big fancy producer nowadays, but she was a senior and I was a freshman. And she goes, "You, what are you majoring in?" I go, "Theater arts management." She goes, "No." She goes, "You're changing your major. Put on your shoes." We're going. So she took me by the hand, literally by the hand, to the two radio stations.
Oh, cool.
At the university.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the guy talking on the air through the glass, watching him change the records.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Flipping vinyl, huh? Yeah.
And then talking, and then the speaker was up there in the hallway, and I'm watching him talk and change the records.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm doing that because I'm a music person first. You know, I was a music person first.
Okay.
Like, my brother, musician. My mother's a musician.
Are you a musician as well? Play music, sing?
It's bad. Yeah.
You did. Well, you just got the love for it and not the...
I kind of sing a little, but, you know, I try not to advertise that because it's bad.
Let's sing a Christmas song together.
No.
Jingle bells.
You guys like hippie music?
Yes. Okay. I don't know what that means, but it sounds fun.
Jam band music.
Oh, yeah. Of course, like Fish, Grateful Dead.
Keller Williams.
Keller Williams, yeah, very much
Kidney
so.
Kidney in a Cooler.
Okay. No.
Oh, my God. You guys don't know Kidney in a Cooler?
Uh-uh. No. Kidney in a Cooler?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Keller Williams.
Mm-hmm. It's really funny song. Okay. It's about them being on the road, and his car broke down on a Sunday in Cheyenne. Now, I just drove from Denver to Salt Lake City.
Oh, shoot.
And you go I-25 to Cheyenne, and then you go over I-80. And I'm telling you, you even lose reception for your phone.
Oh, my gosh.
There is nothing.
That's horrible.
Right? Wow. So, anyways, it's a funny story about how he...
You don't want to run out of gas out there, huh?
Well, how he had to get the car fixed. And so he's like waiting and waiting. Perpendicular teeth.
Oh, I think I have heard this. Yeah.
Yeah. So he goes on at the very end. He rounds up all four verses to say, perpendicular teeth, little America, deliver the kidney in my double-decker double-wide, because he wants to get a better rig.
Yeah.
And the guy wouldn't finish fixing his car because there was a lady who had to deliver a kidney in a cooler.
Oh.
You know, donated kidney.
Right, yeah, I got you.
You got to go.
So, kidney in a cooler.
Yeah.
And then he got the shaft.
And the most famous and the biggest Sinclair property and the first in the whole world, you know, the green dinosaur.
Right.
Is in Wyoming, and that's where the Little America, the first Little America is.
Huh. I did not know that.
I didn't either.
I've never been to Little America.
And my college town had a Little America, Flagstaff, Arizona, on Route 66. So anyway, so I took the cooler when I was on my trip, and I went into Little America, you know, to the pit stop. It's like a restaurant and a hotel and just all these services for truckers, and you can gas up. Yeah.
Well, I've heard of it.
There's even a Sinclair, Wyoming, where they first discovered the oil.
Oh, interesting.
And so they still process the oil, like up in Commerce City.
Well, that makes sense.
You know, where the big plant is?
Mm-hmm.
There's one right in the middle of nowhere, and that's Sinclair, Wyoming.
Wow.
Weird.
So I had my cooler, and I put it in front of the Little America sign. And I took a picture.
How fun.
And I sang into the little video.
Yeah.
You know, perpendicular teeth.
Yeah.
Little America.
Did you tweet it to him?
The kidney. Oh, no, I should.
Keller Williams? Yes.
You're right.
You should tweet him.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. So only some people get it.
Yeah.
Kidney in a cooler thing.
Right. He'd get it.
Oh, boy.
That's
the crap that happens to me.
You never know. You might get a free concert or something fun.
That's pretty cool.
But he's really a great artist. What's the other one? What songs do you know by him?
Like, I know none.
The Doobie
either.
In the Pocket.
Doobie in the Pocket.
He's kind of a, you know, a comedic, whatever.
Singer, songwriter.
I've heard of him, but I don't know. I don't know any of his music
off
hand.
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
And great. I'll be listening to some.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
But he stands up there and, you know, strums the chord into his machine.
Uh-huh.
Like he's kind of a one-man
act. Oh, he's a looper.
Oh, yeah, like a looper.
He's a looper.
And then he'll click it in, and then he'll start. And, and then, you know, sometimes he plays guitar, sometimes he plays bass.
I remember that. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, and clever.
Huh, that's
like Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran's a looper.
He is?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
His whole tour he did by himself. Not one other musician. Yeah, and he does all that stuff. He builds those songs and everything.
Really?
Those guys are phenomenal, those loopers. Their brain is just thinking, well, like a conductor. You know what I mean? They're just thinking about every other part and how it sounds and all that jazz.
Okay, some of the other ones. Freaker by the Speaker.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Doobie in My Pocket.
Freaker by the Speaker.
You know? West LA, he covers West LA Freeway from the Dead. Anyway, he's really, really, really funny.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to take a listen to Freaker by the Speaker. I'd love to play some on the podcast, but I already got in trouble once from YouTube. YouTube for playing a little 9 to 5.
Oh, really?
Maybe it was just Dolly.
Well, that's because it's Dolly.
Yeah, maybe Keller's a little looser, but Dolly wasn't having it. So I played like 45 seconds, and they were like,
you have to follow. You have to follow their standards.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, of course. We love their standards.
Yeah,
keeps us standard. You mean, look what happened to what's his name right now? What's going on? I can't think of his name because I don't retain anything I read anymore. I just read it out loud.
What are you
There's
talking
a,
about?
There's a rapper, a musician right now that's got his picture pulled down off of Instagram.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because he's just wearing a pair of underwear.
Oh.
But, you know, you can see his
baby
arm.
Now, wait
arm.
A minute.
His baby arm?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, they are taking people off for showing their baby arm, but they allow... white supremacists.
Right, right. And I thought that Instagram has lots of risque photos on there.
Okay, regular sex between regular people. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And part of our anatomy, why is this bad?
Yeah.
This is not,
I don't know.
We're not dragging
and
them
it wasn't
a,
hanging out. He had underwear on. Sure, you could see it.
For crying
but,
out loud.
Know,
are
give
you
me a break.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they have, all those girls on Instagram are
one
freaking
I say his
Gucci
name,
mama
we're all feel stupid. Jason Derulo.
Oh, I know.
Jason Derulo, yeah, because of his Instagram photo.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Because, you know, God just blessed the man.
So, oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's the picture. He's wearing his underwear, but he's a very blessed man. And so because of it, and you could definitely see his hugeness.
I wonder through all of our connections if we couldn't, you know, ring him up.
Oh, sure. Give old Jason
right,
a call.
Right, yeah.
Hey, JD.
Could you
You're
come
not
over?
Laughing.
Could you come over and
show us your junk?
Let's see.
Can you be on the
there.
Program, but you've got to wear your underwear.
Underwear. That's right. Nothing right, else. Right. Just your underwear.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you have to stand the whole time.
We'll turn up the heat. We'll turn up the heat.
Turn up the heat. That's real nice of you. Make the room real nice and warm.
Absolutely. That'd be fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that's our kind of podcast.
That's right.
That is funny.
I'm sure he'd love to come over.
Okay, can I bring something up that's really bugging me?
What?
And it's a fashion item. It's just in the general public.
Okay.
Eyebrows.
What about them?
When they're
where
drawn
gone?
On?
Yes.
Where have they gone?
Yes,
is that what you said?
Yes, where have they gone?
Okay, all you have to do is look back at like starlets and pictures of actresses mm-hmm. or people back in the
20s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they shaved them.
Yeah.
And then they drew on this line right here, mm-hmm. straight across.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it looked so weird.
Yeah.
So you look back at those pictures and you're like, God, her figure is great. And oh, that movie was cool. And her hair, look at those finger waves. But then you go, dude, their brows.
Yeah.
Right?
Their
it
eyebrows.
Was unsightly.
I just had a conversation about eyebrows yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, because you see so many people coming in the store.
Uh-huh.
And it is like, I saw a lady that looked like Spock.
Thank you.
Did she have the point?
They came up. And they just said, straight out. And I thought, you just wipe that off.
Wipe
and then
it
you'll
off.
Be Spock.
I don't understand it. You know, like they, I watched, I spent a minute of my life yesterday watching a video, like that was sped up, of a person who has their eyelashes and eyebrows, a spa treatment for them.
Huh.
And they pull your lid inside out, Shayna. And
no,
put this pad thing under there.
Yeah.
And then wash your whole eye area and your brows and like trim and pick and trim and pick and trim and pluck. And I'm like, I just wasted a minute of my life.
Watching this
how
video.
How can that be good for your
I don't know.
Optical
That'd
nerve.
That'd be horrible for your eye. And your eyelids are such a sensitive skin.
So delicate.
Yeah, that to stretch them out like that. Why would you want to do that? Don't you think that would just stretch them out? I mean, make them more wrinkly, you know?
Yeah. My mother told me never pull your eye tissue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you know how some ladies pull their tissue to make a line?
Yeah, a line.
Right. That's, how
a
line. I do, yeah. That's how I do my eyeliner.
It is?
Yeah, I pull it real hard. No. I'm just kidding.
You shouldn't pull. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Don't pull,
don't
nobody.
Pull.
No pulling of the eyes.
I'm a professional eyeliner applicator. I don't need to do all that.
No, and I love my people. I do. I love you girls. If you are... You know, going to all that length to, you
I
know.
Always think it's weird when you see them all done up. They have their eyebrows drawn on very, very heavy.
Yeah.
Right? And then when you see them without any makeup on, and you're like, oh my God, where'd your face go?
Right.
Because it's so drastically different from their natural
face. Who are you?
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah.
And this is my niece. She goes, one of my nieces. She goes, when I was visiting there in May, she goes, wait, I have to put my brows on before we go. That's the only thing I care about, my brows. I go, what? And she has these, and they come right to the middle, like right here.
Yep.
Wow.
And it looks like, electrical tape is black.
And it's so thick.
I'm just going to get little pieces of electrical tape and walk around. Or when I see somebody who has their eyebrows like that, I'm going to just.
Here, take the Sharpie and show me.
No. I'm not doing it.
I'll go into work. They'll be like, no one will talk to me for sure.
Oh. it's just a fashion trend. I'm sorry, but it's going
to
be bad.
Yep.
And I should know from experience because I wore a mullet, in the 80s. I had one side shaved.
Nice.
And then the rest all pokey uppy, and spiked. And then this trimmed around my ear. And then tail.
Perfect.
Awesome.
And when I was in Mexico.
You and I had the same haircut in the 90s.
We did. No, I'm talking 80s even. 80s. It's worse for me, Sean.
Oh, wow.
So we took a group of listeners.
I got my hair from you.
You did.
I was inspired from the 80s.
We took a group of listeners. I used to live in Phoenix, my first radio market, and that's where I'm from. So we took a group of listeners to Mexico to ride you rode the train down to Mexico.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't ever do this.
Okay.
They used to use it for spring breakers.
Wow. That's scary.
People who are, woo!
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, This was the 80s, so there was a lot of blahs.
Yeah, there was a lot of blahs.
I love
it. Oh, Lord. And so when I got down there, all the people who live in Mazatlan, the guys who, wait on you in the restaurants and stuff, they're like, Cindy Lauper, you Cindy Lauper. Cindy Lauper. So that was my nickname the whole rest of the trip was Cindy.
You should have signed her name and stuff, did autographs.
Because it was shaved, and then I had different, shapes shaved into the side.
Yeah, awesome. I think I've seen that picture.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have.
I think I have seen that photo.
So I look back at that, and younger people now, when I post pictures like that, they just roll on the floor with hysterics.
Yeah.
I go, no, this is real. This is how they're like, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
How did you wear your hair like that?
Yeah.
Shana was going through her yearbook with one of the kids, and one of them said that about somebody's hair.
Yeah, well, because when I was in school, we had the big wings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the big bangs.
Yeah.
Curls.
Hey, listen.
And the wedge haircut.
Yeah, that was 90s.
Oh, I sure do. Hey, you can just go to Wheat Ridge and find that anywhere you go.
I know.
It's still in.
North Glen, Wheat Ridge, they still wear it that way.
Well, the wedge is also coming back.
I just saw in JCPenney's catalog that they sent out their mailer, stirrup leggings.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen to all of us groan.
Oh, yeah. The baseball pants.
Yeah.
Those are baseball pants. That's what they are. That's what baseball players wear is stirrup
pants. That's awesome.
I never understood that either.
That is awesome.
Buster, we got don't eat that.
Yeah.
Oh, Buster's eating one of your bones.
Hey, don't eat the bones.
Don't eat the bone, puppy.
Hey.
Hey, come on. He's like, but
okay, this is. I feel bad about these pants coming back.
The house
because
around.
They're just going to be leggings with stirrups, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, everything has all this stretch in it.
Yeah.
This was another one of my beefs.
Okay.
Because I'm wearing stretch jeans.
Uh-huh.
And you wear them a bunch of times and the stretch starts to.
Yeah.
You think you're losing weight.
Yeah, no.
You love these pants.
Yeah.
Because you can get them over the second bump there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm all smooth.
You're helping me lose weight.
Right. I'm all smooth. But it isn't. It's because the dang things
are stretching out.
Yep. Are stretching out. So imagine having your feet tethered inside your boots with these pants.
Yeah.
Now you're tugging. Now you're tugging. Now
all
you're tugging.
All day long.
Now you're tugging.
That is exactly what I thought when I saw them. I thought, oh my gosh, here we go again. You're just, might as well just walk around holding them up.
The whole country's walking around pulling their pants up.
Yeah.
There's belts. Can we go back to jeans and belts?
Right.
Because we need stretchy.
Nice jeans that fit.
Yes.
We need
stretchy. But they don't make them.
They don't make them.
We're making them.
Stretchy overalls with stirrups. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm hearing
stretchy
from here.
Stretchy overalls
you step
with
into
stirrups.
Them, arm in, and then
and
stirrup
then it's just
up.
Super body tight.
Totally.
And body you just fabulous.
Don't pee.
And you tell them, God, rub me, I'm so smooth.
How come in like those, you couldn't put a little zipper in there? Because you're going to put something over them, aren't you?
No.
There's a fly in overalls. There's a fly.
I know, but I'm saying that.
For you.
For you.
No! Not
for ladies.
You
got to
take
jumpers.
That whole thing off.
We need a zipper and a cup. The little shiwi. That's what we'll need.
Yeah. I like it.
I don't know about you, but I don't think I could pee standing up.
No. No.
Like your whole life, you're programmed to sit.
Have you ever seen the shiwi?
Oh, yes.
Hey. Yeah.
Bop.
He's like,
stop, those bones are old.
Don't eat that bone. Oh my God, he's really eating it.
Sorry, Buster.
Chewing on the cartilage.
Come here, Bop.
He's like, this is good.
Yeah. Stop
this
that.
Is cartilage jerky.
No, it is. It is cartilage jerky. That deer's been dead for years.
Hey, I speaking love of it. Which, happy Krampus. Today is Krampus.
Oh, fun.
It is?
Yeah. Today's Krampus, December 5th.
Let's watch the movie.
Yeah. Where the devil comes out and, you know, ties his little cord to the bones so the kids get drawn down into Hades.
I love it.
Yeah, I love Krampus.
There's, I think a store, or they were doing a craft fair in Kansas City that was a Krampus fair.
Oh, fun. That'd be
Christmas
fun to go
Krampus
to.
Krampus fair.
Krampus, I would do that. Krampus.
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 That's a,
well, yeah.
That's a great
Krampus.
Movie.
Is it?
It's on Netflix. Yeah, Krampus.
Krampus.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's good. It's scary.
And really?
Yeah.
I don't want to be scared.
Oh, well, it scares bad kids.
Oh, good.
Krampus, he comes for the bad kids.
Comes for the
That's
bad.
Right.
So he's really busy right now.
He's really
now.
Bad.
Really busy.
But I have nightmares anyway.
Oh, you do?
What's that thing right there?
Oh, that's your microphone.
Oh, I know. What's the white thing?
Oh, that's a message up there.
Oh, how funny.
Our messages.
Yep. Oh, hi, people. You have messages. Hello.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The comments are just streaming
They're
in.
Streaming
you guys
in.
Have a great blog going here, and I'm really excited to be guesting with you. You know, and I, Sean,
so
I have to think that it was yesterday that you sang the national anthem at the Rockies.
Yeah.
And it
I feel
was
like it, yeah.
5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry,
it's been
four.
A while.
Four
it's been
years.
A while, yeah.
I was living in California, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like I wasn't, I was watching all your action and, you know, your weight loss and your teeth or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're singing and you're a talented dude, man.
Yeah, we actually just watched that video last night.
Yep.
We were just going through my YouTube page looking
for something. You should remind yourself.
That's exactly right.
It's a good watch. My YouTube page has got some good stuff on there. It's got some stuff from the old guys. It's all on there.
So did you transfer everything over to Everything Swallow?
No, I still have my Sean Swallow YouTube page.
Okay, and that's S-E-A-N.
Yeah.
Sean Swallow. Good.
Yeah, just,
get it
just one swallow. Oh, yeah, I got to fix that. Yeah, just one swallow. Yeah, it's fun.
I have to start one because now that I'm out of the
it's super easy. You
corporate radio thing.
You definitely need to have your own YouTube page.
Yeah.
And that's how I always thought from the very beginning is I always had my own. I never had like a... one associated with the show. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Just,
good. You're smart.
No.
His stuff was
I
his
kept
stuff.
My stuff. And then when I shot stuff and did it,
I never saw anything that had you and her in the picture or anything. No.
Oh,
no. Or him.
There's
the people who shall remain nameless.
That's right. But let them talk about me.
Yeah.
Right. And that's happening.
So I want to go back because we kind of got off on a tangent. You went in the radio station. You saw him spinning records, and you're like, you changed your major?
I did. I changed my major right then and there because I always wonder what a girl, you know, with half-shaved hair and...
Yeah.
Well, at the time, I think I had a mohawk. You know,
awesome.
Bleach mohawk.
Oh, okay.
When I started college because I'm that old. And so, you know, I got there and I knew that I was unconventional because all the rest of the women in my dormitory were long, straight hair with no makeup and stuff.
Betty Sue's.
And I'm wearing, you know, the if it ain't stiff, it ain't worth a beep t-shirt.
Yeah,
going to my classes.
Yeah, that's good.
Remember Stiff Records?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God. One year I went home like that for Christmas and had my clothes and my mother sewed over it.
Oh, my gosh.
She like put a patch over.
She did. She's like,
the word
you're not
stiff?
Wearing that.
No.
Oh, you could fuck.
Yeah.
You can say that.
Yeah, you can say
And that. I went back to college. I'm like, I wear my shirt to go out one night to see some punk rock band.
You didn't know?
I didn't know. And it was sewn across. And I blushed right then and there because my mom was like horrified that I'd be wearing such a shirt.
That is hilarious.
She's isn't that funny?
Not my good girl.
She's like, I ain't having this.
Uh-huh. You know, you're not walking around with that on your shirt.
Yeah.
She wanted me to be in broadcasting, but she didn't want me to embarrass myself, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you're younger, you just don't know. What do you know? So I got into it when I was 19 years
19.
Old.
19.
Wow.
And
I started getting paid when I was 20.
Wow.
Very cool.
Sorry. Got in at 18, started getting paid at 20.
That's good.
So that's when you got your first job?
Yes.
Just doing what?
On the air.
Really, right on the air? You were just jumped right in. Doing
Well, I did college radio first.
Yeah.
And you get to play, I remember the first time I played U2's October on the air. I thought I was going to die.
Awesome. Yeah.
It was like the moment of bliss. I'm like, I'm on the radio playing U2. You know?
Yeah.
Playing my favorite band.
I mean, I will follow. You know, people later, you know, as U2 has gone through their career. I mean, I was there for I Will Follow in October. People,
yeah.
You know?
Really?
That's amazing. Wow.
And boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's amazing.
I think that's one of the bands I've seen the most.
U2
and Dave Matthews. I'm up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Those two, huh? Those are your faves.
Or Psychedelic Furs. You know, every time they come now.
Psychedelic Furs.
I love the Furs.
Did we see them once?
I think so.
We went and saw them once somewhere.
They come a lot now.
Yeah.
I saw them like 3 summers ago at the Arvada, you know, at Arvada Center. Mm-hmm. They have an outdoor amphitheater in the summer.
Oh, it's those are free shows too, aren't they?
Oh, no. It was the church. The band, The Church, you know, Reptile and all that stuff. One of my favorites. And then the Psychedelic Furs.
Wow.
And they're all still themselves. And, you know, for the most part, they're original members.
Yeah.
You know how bands in between from your era, you know, from like, what am I trying to say? What you're not a baby boomer, but you're a...
I'm a Gen X.
Gen Xer.
Yeah.
So Gen X bands are still going through the thing where they fire people because they're mad.
Right.
You know, like the Soul Asylum's coming in March or whatever.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Well, how many of them are original? Do you know what I'm saying?
Stone Temple Pilots is coming, too.
Yeah, but they can't put their lineup together.
Yeah, that one guy's dead.
That's right.
And I was showing him on the video, and I was like, that's a misrepresentation.
Yeah.
He's dead.
I feel like that about some, you know... Gen X bands. That's what they do. They're at that stage of life.
Well, yeah,
these old guys, you know, like
Echo
and the Bunnymen, it was all the same guys.
Yeah.
They play, when did I see Echo and the Bunnymen last?
Echo and the Bunnymen?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Never heard of them.
You haven't?
I should be taking notes.
Lips Like Sugar? Lips Like Sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar Kisses. You don't know that?
I know that song.
Oh, thank you.
I never knew who.
That's a late hit for them in their career. Just like The Cure. I mean, they're all part of the same.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to call it the four C's. Cult, Call, Cure. Boy, there's one other C. And Vitamin D, which was Depeche Mode. Mm-hmm. God dang it. Now I can't think of it, of course, because I'm on trying to be a
Chicago.
Hot shot. No.
No.
Oh, my God.
Cure and The Clash.
Clash. Thank you.
Ooh,
yeah, good job.
From the Casbah.
And I remember the big controversy in music at the time was the English, you know, audience thought that The Clash was a sellout when they released Rock the Casbah as a single.
Yeah.
Because it then, you know, it hit.
Right.
And the whole idea with that era of music was not to hit. But
right.
It was such
stay
good music. I mean, you know, the ska.
Oh, to stay underground?
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Ska music and The Clash used all of those elements.
Yeah.
Because it was present in their, you know, upbringing in Brixton and stuff. So I'm kind of into the British music. So
I love that.
You are a music buff.
Yeah,
I am.
A music nerd.
And here's the thing. Can I just come out?
Come on out. Get out.
There's a job open at Colorado Public Radio for their independent music channel, which is Indie 102.3.
Right.
Yep,
right.
We listen to it.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's public radio, so it takes a long time for them to interview everybody or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a long time.
Long time.
Because they're not like commercial radio where they already know who they're hiring and they just place the ad for... You know,
for shits and giggles.
Right.
Well,
for legal purposes.
Legal purposes.
Well, these people actually go through the vetting process with every applicant.
Yeah.
They have to find out
nice.
If you're qualified. And I saw on my LinkedIn that they checked. The HR lady from Colorado Public Radio looked at my LinkedIn page to see if I'm a legitimate human being, I guess.
Well, yeah, well,
just
to see, I mean, who your connections are.
I have no idea what happens next. No idea.
If you just had a bunch of connections to, you know, like management and stuff that worked at Subway.
Yeah.
You might have spent a lot of time at a Subway and not a radio station.
Not a radio station.
But since all your connections are all media and personalities.
I know, but I don't know if they want me. You know, I don't, because the, I think the music director is a much younger woman.
Oh.
You know what I mean? But
that could work well in your favor.
I think it would, because we're both into the same thing, only in a different generation.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just, anyways.
Good. That'd be awesome.
Do we know that music director?
No.
Over there?
No.
I don't think so.
No. We don't. I don't.
They're very low-key people, may I just tell you?
Yeah.
Even the program director, super low-key.
I know a couple people over there.
But. Oh, good. Well, I know Zach.
No, don't know him.
You don't know Zach Sheesh? Mm-hmm. Sheesh?
So we know different people, see?
Oh, and he's great. And Julie Fendrick works in, like, they don't call it sales. Where do they call it? There? Whatever.
I don't know.
Client engagement or something.
Wow.
Mm.
You
at public
know way
radio.
More than us. Yeah,
you know, they don't sell commercials. They sell.
They sell
whatever.
Underwriting.
Oh, right.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Shayna.
Smarty pants.
I
That'd
listen
be very
to
cool.
a lot of
That'd be very cool.
Public radio.
See,
we do.
And
yeah.
I watch a lot of public TV.
See,
PBS
I
is one
love,
of my favorites.
Oh, me too.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
We do.
Oh,
a lot of public.
Yeah.
But we don't have cable. Or the internet. So.
are we on a hotspot here?
Yeah, we're on a hotspot on Shayna's phone.
Yeah.
It's also the same phone we're Facebook Living with. But
where is Shayna? She's in there.
I'm in here.
We could finish.
I'm under the
comments. Okay.
Comments.
So for me, like, radio wasn't about the music. because I like music and I enjoy it, but I like playing music, you know what I mean? I'm more of the musician side of
it. Right, you're a musician.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that wasn't my motivation for getting into radio either. It was the personality side of it. It was, I have something to say. You know what I mean? I want to talk.
Well,
and that's what motivated me from the beginning was I want to host something. I want to talk something.
Well, you're very good at it.
I want to spread my propaganda.
I feel like,
of nudity and love.
I love it. I do. And that's a really interesting point because I feel like I learned that over time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I got into it for the music and musicians. I mean, when I was a little kid, my brother Jim was in a great band in Phoenix called Gravel and Roll. And he's a bass player in a jug. Like sometimes use the jug.
Okay. Yeah, that's
right.
Cool.
For the bass parts.
Yeah.
So anything, I mean, he played stand-up bass, he plays electric bass,
that's
he plays recorder. And anyway, so we always were backstage. I was like 8 years old and my dad would drive me over to wherever they're playing.
That's very cool.
And we would be standing on the side of the stage. So I thought that's how it was to be seen.
Right.
And so I think that gave me the chutzpah to go into this, but both my parents are really good speakers, and my mom was a musician and a singer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and they kind of taught me just to go for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, obviously, you were going for drama. So did you do a lot of drama in school, high school?
I did not. Oh, no.
No?
I was on the freak. Okay, in high school, there were kickers, we called them.
Okay.
Country, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, shit kickers.
Okay.
And we had these big planters in the middle of the mall at school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that was the kicker planter.
Okay. Oh, funny. You know, yep.
Then there were jocks, and you know where to find them.
The jocks,
in the locker room or actually working out.
Right.
And they were the goody two-shoe kinds, just like on Breakfast Club, you know.
Totally.
Jocko.
Yep.
And then we were the freaks.
Yeah,
the
love
freaks,
it.
Right
yeah,
on.
So
yeah.
I was with the freaks, and
which later became the stoners.
Stoners,
which is what I was.
Right,
but we were just the hippie kids. You know, I'm at the end of that hippie era thing.
Yeah.
I'm not really a Gen Xer. I'm not really a baby boomer. I'm right in between.
You're right there.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, we were. You know, and then I heard the Sex Pistols and the Ramones in the 70s, late 70s.
I like the Ramones,
and it was over.
Mm-hmm.
I was on like Donkey Kong.
You were hooked on music.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you sounds like kind of already hooked on music because it was just part of your life as a kid.
It was. And I remember when I got my first car, it was a Volkswagen, a 66 Volkswagen Bug, and my dad helped me restore it.
Yeah, you did.
Love that.
Sweet. That makes sense.
My dad is a car guy. Oh,
I had a 66 as well. Mine was red.
Yes. Okay, I don't know what color mine was. I think it was that tan one. It was like an undefined color of tan.
Yeah.
And we went and had it painted at Earl Scheib's
for $300.
For $300.
The tan over, and then on my, on the fenders, I painted it a darker color tan, so it was two-tone.
Ooh,
very
nice.
Cool.
But the 9-volt battery, you know, where you can't really go too far in the dark because there's no headlights.
Yep.
Right?
No
and people headlights. Are like, something wrong with your headlights, yo. And you're like, no. It's an old car, and this is the best I can do.
That's great. Yeah.
So, anyways, it only had an AM radio. So when I was in high school, last year of high school, and the police, or second to last, anyway, you know, message in a bottle and all that stuff. I was listening on my little AM radio driving my badass car with the steering wheel was enamel. These cars are so cool.
Yep.
I wish
I've
I had
one
my
right
car.
Over there on the floor.
You do?
From my 66. I made it into a microphone stand.
Oh, I love it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm driving, listening. I'm like, that is the baddest ass band, you know? The Clash, the Police, all that stuff. And I interviewed, met Sting a bunch of times and then interviewed him a few times as well.
How fun. Very cool.
Reminded him every single time. Oh, when I was driving in my Volkswagen, I heard you on the radio.
You told him every time.
Yeah. He's older than me, but still, you know, when you're a teenager, you love the boys in the band.
Of course,
I still do. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's like,
whoa.
There he is.
Yeah.
But he's aged well.
Oh, baby.
Oh,
I told
baby.
Him that. When I worked at Alice, I interviewed him.
Uh-huh.
It's not the only interview, but when I worked at Alice, it was the big interview, and it was when Brand New Day came out.
Okay.
You know, his like last hit
right.
thing. It was the year 2000, and I was interviewing him, and the record rep, back when record reps used to come in the studio, holy cow, what are those guys anymore, you know?
Right.
I only know one, and that's Danny Cooper. But anyway, so the record rep is in the room, and they were only supposed to play one song. It was him and an accompanist.
Yeah.
A guy on the guitar.
Right.
And then Sting singing like his Sting
How
voice.
How fun.
Brand New Day, right?
Yeah.
And I'm over there shitting my pants.
Yeah.
Shitting my pants. Because they're
Sting.
This
Sting
is happening.
Right there.
My boyfriend.
He is
all
singing
time,
to me.
Just on the other side, just like you.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever go in the old Alice studio when we were at the Tabor
never
Center?
Down at Tabor Center.
It was at the Tabor Center.
Okay.
So there I am doing my midday show, you know, little Jackie Selby thing. And I knew he was coming. And I mean, I couldn't eat. the day before, I had the diarrhea and everything because I was so nervous about meeting him.
I bet.
Because there I was in my, you know, high school car,
driving
with my enamel steering wheel and shifting my badass self over to the high school, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's Message in a Bottle on the radio. Roxanne, whatever came out first.
Oh, yeah. I loved Roxanne, too.
You don't have to turn on a red light.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so there I was interviewing the guy, and I reminded him, like, oh, and I have the kid.
So did he play more than one song?
Oh, sorry. That was the story.
Yeah, that's right. I'll keep it
on
track.
Thank you. He goes, yeah, okay, so we're done. And back in the day, you used to record on a cassette player.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I had hit record on the cassette player. And he finished, and everyone's in there clapping. You know, the record guys are through the news window looking in, the program director and the, right, all the people. Uh-huh. And I go, so what else would you like to play? Because that's me.
Right, of course. Yeah. Why?
I'm not going to end. I sting in front of me, man.
Right. Exactly.
And he might keep going.
Yeah. I'm bleeding sting in front of him.
Totally.
So he played another song.
Oh, yeah. And you're just rolling tape.
We're rolling.
Yeah, you are.
And then right after that song, the record guy comes bursting through the door. And, you know, radio station doors are very heavy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's hard to burst.
Yeah.
Because they weigh a ton.
Yeah.
So he comes bursting through the door. He's like, oh, God, rap. So a few months later, I'm at a party at Scott Arbo's house.
Okay.
Or was it his somebody in Boulder? He's the guy from KBCO.
Right.
And he, I hear him telling this story to someone. And I'm around the corner, like behind a thing, and they're burning a joint or something. And I hear him go, yeah, and she got him to play two songs. I was so mad. I called up that record rep. And then I stepped out. It was like a moment in a movie.
Yeah.
I stepped out.
Here I am.
The thing. I go, how you doing?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did.
That was me. I did that.
I still listen to that
tape.
So anyways, awesome. We're hugging at the end. I'm like, thank you, thank you, thank you, and all the people. And I mean, I'm just like finally relieved I can eat, you know, because
right,
I was so nervous.
Yeah.
And I'm hugging him. He goes, oh, he's really tall and thin. A lot taller than you think he is going to be.
Really?
And he's so trim with muscle. And he's built like a V, you know. His shoulders are wider because of all the handstanding crap he does, you know, yoga and whatever.
Okay.
And his waist is very small. So, I mean, I could get a lot of my arms around him, Shayna.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hugging him clear.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
And it's the smallest part of him is right here.
Yeah.
And so I'm hugging him around his tight little waist, and he goes, oh, you're a good hugger. I go, watch out. And I squoze him good, and he goes, oh, that feels good. And right then, you know Geronimo? Did you ever know
the... No, I've heard the name.
So Geronimo was the promotions guy at the time, and there he was with the camera at that second. Click! I was so happy. It's the best picture of my entire career. Yeah. I thought I could die.
Your arms
you
around
Sting.
Him.
Die and die.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, Sting that night was at Red Rocks, and it was sold out. And I'm like giving him hell on the air. I really want to come. Can I please come to the concert? And he goes, it's sold out. I go, well, I'll just, you know, come in the backstage door with you.
I'll be in your
backpack.
I'll be your plus one.
Right. I'll be in your backpack or whatever. And he goes, that would be lovely. But I don't know about Trudy. And I said, well, my husband gave me a hall pass for you.
Yeah.
He had my husband had a hall pass for, what's her name? Give it to me one more time. Give it to me, baby.
Olivia Newton-John?
No, the young girl with the and the blonde hair. She's kind of not in it anymore.
Taylor Dane?
Oh.
I don't have any
idea.
Britney Spears.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm dating myself.
Not that innocent.
Yeah.
So that very night, I had to, it was like a big deal, right? I mean, I expended all my energy. I told you I had diarrhea and everything.
Yeah, you did.
So that night, did I mention the diarrhea? So that night, and he was right there. Okay, so that night, it was Sting at Red Rocks. This is when Denver rocked, people.
Yeah.
And it was Dave Matthews at the big at the Bronco Stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Mile High.
Now, I was
We went to Dave Matthews at Mile High.
Yep, his last show.
I was there.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Okay, I worked at Alice, and we had, like, you know, back when Alice used to have big booths, and all the talent was out there, and Greg and Bo and everybody and all of us. And we're out there doing live things. I mean, it was a fun era.
Right.
And, you know, it was a great thing, live, broadcasting live and everything. And then I went to sit there and watch Dave Matthews, and I couldn't even raise my arm. I was like, yay, because I was literally exhausted from interviewing Sting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You're
like,
spent.
You were spent.
My, like, adrenal glands were
all
wrung out.
Your...
Yep, you were done.
I'm like, Dave,
I'm so happy to be here.
Crash into me, Dave.
Exactly. And I've interviewed him a bunch of times, too.
Yeah, I've heard he's kind of dry.
You have to get him going.
Oh, you get him going.
He's kind of his accent is tricky because it's like Southern from Virginia, but then he's also from South Africa.
Oh.
So his accent is very hard to understand.
Yeah.
And he uses funny, quirky words. And back then, he wasn't used to doing interviews. Mm-hmm. Like, he just, you know, he just talked in his natural thing, and once he was drunk, forget it.
Yeah.
But nowadays, he's like, he's really into it because he has kids. Kids are grown up.
Well, yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
grows up.
Yep.
And he dumped all that poop on those people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Get him telling stories. He's funny.
Oh, interesting. Great. I'd say my best pictures are, I have two of my career pictures, is Tommy Chong.
Oh.
In the studio.
No way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
at Alice?
At mm-hmm. Alice. And Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have lots
Snoop.
Of them.
Oh, I want to meet Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, when I got to meet Snoop Dogg, and I got to play him one of my songs.
Pitched him a song.
I pitched him a song, and he was like, yeah, that's cool, that's really cool. And then we took a picture.
Oh.
It was like this, man, with this big old, you know, 6 pounds Rings. Of gold yep. on that one
yep,
hand
that
of his.
That was great.
So that's probably be my two top for
that's
now.
That's really
now.
Cool.
For now, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're still... You got years to go.
Yeah,
I don't know if I do because I'm out of there.
You do. You're legend.
I know, but I am. Oh, for the personality thing. That's where, when I started working at Alice, is really when I started to develop my personality because I worked for the original program director, Greg Cassidy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He hired me.
Cass. I've met him.
Oh, my God. He's a legend because we would do air check sessions together. And, well, actually, I learned my personality working at the Peak, too.
Oh, yeah, the Peak.
With Chuck Woodford, yeah. who's still my best friend to this day.
Very cool.
And he taught me a lot of funny things. And we had a great producer named Kathleen Walsh. And she taught me how to categorize topics, like an evergreen topic, which you can use any morning.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, or things like that. Get to the point, da-da-da, let the other... Don't agree with your host. Try to find an opposing viewpoint.
Exactly. Right.
You know, she really helped me hone down. But it was Greg Cassidy, who every time I'd go in there, we'd have air check sessions on a cassette, you know? Click, click, and you got to go sit in front of him like you're going to be burned. You know,
yeah.
And he puts the thing in his player and they presses yeah. play and then he turns around and looks at you.
Yeah.
And he's listening to you talk while he's looking at you.
Yeah. You're like, okay, uh-huh. great. This isn't making me nervous at all.
And you're sitting there with the pad trying to like, am I fired or what?
Taking notes. Right. Look yeah. like you're taking notes.
And you go, huh, that was funny. Let's fast forward and go brr, 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 on the tape and turn back around and listen to another bit. And go, that's perfect. I like that. Okay. Here you go, Jackie Selby. Have a great day. He was really easy to be a personality around.
Ah, oh, fun.
Very cool.
Because you know how sometimes PDs will put something in your mind. Well, don't talk over 30 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the host will say sure. to you, you know, you only get to talk for this much. And so you use that as a governor in your mind
mm-hmm.
and it kills your talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yep. Stifles you.
Stifles
that guy
you.
Never did. So I really honed in my talent, and I had never worked at hit music before. Mm-hmm. I'd always worked at rock or alternative
yeah.
until I worked at Alice.
Ah.
And that was 97.
97.
To 2002.
Wow.
2 years before we met.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very cool.
No, I'm just old.
No, you're not. That makes me old.
No, right.
None of us are old. We're getting younger.
That's
Our
amazing.
Children are getting old.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you ever think when you started at 20 years old, you'd be doing this until you're 30?
I unfortunately never planned it out,
yeah.
and it, which is why I'm still doing it at this age.
Yeah.
You know, and, I just didn't know what came next.
Yeah, see, like I didn't plan it out either, but I did in a sense plan it because, you know, I left a career of 20 years and had to do something, and this was my dream. You know what I mean? And so Shayna was like, "Well, follow your dream," and so it was sort of a plan, but it wasn't a plan, and it just has worked. You
I'm
know?
So happy for you that you yeah, followed your dreams.
Yeah.
I just haven't had that mid-life bailout thing yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, his was forced upon him.
Right. Yeah, I got injured.
Oh.
And I couldn't continue to do the same work at the same level. So I had to find something else to do.
Wow.
Yeah, and so...
Well, how about a mental...
I got a shorter leg now.
Oh, you stop it. Really?
No, yeah. Yeah, I ended up yeah. I had 7 surgeries on one leg because of a really bad break. And
in 2 years.
Yeah, because I broke my tibia.
Holy moly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they say it was like I took a chicken bone and turned it like that.
Spiral fracture.
Spiral fracture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it blew his knee out too at the same time, but we
it
didn't
was
find
bad.
That
the ankle,
out until
it just
later.
Trashed everything.
Did you fall off a ladder?
Nope. Slipped on the ice. Yeah. Slipped on the ice and fell on my leg straight down and mm-hmm. my foot rolled out.
It was during the blizzard of 06.
Yep. And I was wearing work boots and all that shit. And so
Carhartts,
when
jeans.
When my foot turned out on the boot, it just...
Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness gracious.
It just twisted it like a chicken bone.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
Chicken leg.
That was horrible. I yeah. couldn't get out of the house.
Yeah, she was trapped at home in the blizzard.
They called me. We're taking him to the emergency room. And I opened the garage door and
the snow
was like
bad.
3 feet.
Yeah,
and I had an 88 Nissan Maxima. Yeah. And I was just like...
It was good in the snow, but it won't that good.
Uh-uh.
I remember that. Blizzard was insane.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I can't get to him. And they're like, that's okay. We'll bring him home in the plow truck. And we were like,
oh, my gosh. Like, oh, my God. Yeah. Perpendicular leg. Yeah. Little totally. America.
That's right.
Deliver the kidney.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
That was great.
Yeah,
changed
which
our
is
whole
good.
Life.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
And this is new now. Now it just brought us to here.
Yeah.
I like the, you know, can I talk about the mental torture that is involved in getting fired from a radio station?
Right.
Because you left on your own accord.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm so proud of you. And I've done that before, but usually for another job.
Right.
You know, because I was into it so deep.
Right.
That, you know, contracts and stuff like that, where you have a non-compete and stuff
right,
like that.
Right, yep. Right.
So if you exit the radio station one day, like you did, and just say, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And you leave, then they usually hold you to that non-compete.
Right.
Yeah,
to kind of put the twist
right.
on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
to break your leg.
Keep quiet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I had to wait, you know, and I was kind of noticing that, like, I didn't know what's going on, like the ratings and music changed, new program director a couple years ago, you know, and this, that, and the other. And so I just had to wait it out.
Mm-hmm.
But it is mentally torturous. So I think that that's why I'm going to change what I do now, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Just try
to
adjust a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, try to diversify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm trying to do.
And you're doing you guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
I love how many followers you have. And Shayna's laugh is so fun.
Thank you.
Speaking of Shayna, I brought a little something for Shayna.
You did?
What'd you bring me?
Because I heard you
it
have
looks
shoulder
like a heroin
pain.
Kit.
I know. I heard I've been told that before.
Have you? Yeah, okay, good. Because it does.
I know. But I heard you had shoulder pain.
I do.
Pepsi.
Okay. And what's it from?
Overworking.
Chronic I'll have a Diet
fatigue.
Coke, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Cocktails,
yes, right.
Me too. And mine was from working at the desk at the radio station where it's too high.
Yeah.
And my arm. Same thing.
Yep.
So I was bitching about it on Facebook and stuff. Well, two friends from radio, because of their elderly parents, you know, and their aches and pains, went into the CBD business.
Sure.
And this company is called Blue Sky CBD. It's Blue-Sky CBD. And this is deep relief balm. And it has at least, they tested it, 1,000 milligrams of CBD per serving or whatever.
Right.
But this is not THC.
Right.
No, yeah.
None of their
products
contain THC.
Right.
And I was afraid. He's like, he brought it over. His name is Greg Carpenter. And here's the drops. And he brought, this is 3,000 milligrams for one dish or whatever. One squishy through the dropper.
Nice. Right.
Right. So he goes, just take this under. And I'm like, what? But what if it makes my stomach hurt or it makes me freak out while
you
I'm on the radio?
And I get the munchies.
He goes, it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So I did exhaustive investigation.
You get paranoid.
I've used this whole bottle.
Yeah.
And this was before I got fired.
Ah.
Sorry, laid off, downsized, written off the budget. And so it's really helped me. I just want you to know. And when I get uptight or I get really freaked out or scared, I give myself a dropper of this under my tongue. And it doesn't taste funny or anything. And then here's the rub. I want you to put it right on there right now. If you want me to put it on, I will. And I'll massage it for you.
Do you order online?
You do. And here's the thing. Is that if you put Jackie in the promo code, you put Jackie, you'll get a discount.
Okay.
All right.
And if you guys want to do the same thing, you can to your audience.
Well, yeah, they're listening right now.
I know. But if you want to keep pimping it, because it really does work. I'm telling you, I've never had anything work so well because I would leave Cozy in tears.
Yeah, me too.
Because
and like now I'm in it's 'tis the bow season. So
right.
Like yesterday, I probably made 60 bows. You know,
you made 30 bows in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's repetitive motion just like mine.
Absolutely.
Because holding the mouses, the mice, what do you call multiple mice? Because at radio, you don't change records anymore. There's no tapes.
No. Nope.
There's no phone calls. Everything is holding that mouse in your hand.
I had 3 mice.
Oh, I have 3. Yeah, I had 3 too.
Yeah, yeah.
And how from 6 operating systems or something? It was complicated.
I had 3 monitors. 2 that were hard left, 1 that was hard
right. So you're holding your neck forward
and then
like this.
And he'd be like this stretched from one mouse is over here, one over here, and he's
and
I was
3
so
keyboards.
Right.
His keyboard was up here.
You had to have a high keyboard,
don't
a low
I know
keyboard,
it? And I asked the radio station to please make some you know,
ergonomic changes.
Make it and they were. They were helping me. I have nothing bad to say about Cozy. They did what they needed to do, you know, by getting rid of me. I mean, they need to cut, they had to cut the budget. And
they were like, ergonomic keyboard,
nope.
Cut the girl.
Yeah, that's right. She's asking too
many
things.
That's how I felt. You know, that's how you feel.
That's what the landlord does when you ask for too many upgrades.
Totally.
They raise your rent or put you out.
Or put you out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But that wasn't the truth. They you know, budgetarily, I mean, they own three radio stations in Denver, you know, The Fan.
Yeah.
KYGO.
Right.
And Cozy.
Right.
And The Fan has a very high amount of payroll, you know, because they have Broncos players.
Yep, yep.
You know what I mean?
Those guys make enough money.
Well, they're retired.
Oh.
And so they have to use their celebrity, probably because their knees are banged up.
Oh, they're so beat up.
I think I'm beat up, man. But they're really beat
up.
So
I
really don't. Yeah, I really don't have any ill will towards the company or towards The Fan.
Yeah.
But
jeez,
a NFL star started on the afternoon show the minute I got let go.
Oh.
So I think that it was, you know, it's just like, oh, when they got rid of Big Al, then they could hire more people. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And then iHeart had to hire Big Al, and he has a large salary. So then people got fired over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's how it works. Money from somewhere. Yep.
And I don't put them down for it, except that you don't think you're a budget line item. You think you're a great addition to the radio station.
Right.
Your voice represents Cozy, blah, blah. You tell yourself all that crap in your head, but really it's a business and they want to make money.
Absolutely.
So they let me go and it's not that I made a lot of money, but they still have to pay your benefits.
Yep.
And they had to get that keyboard tray for me. Anyway, I tease, but it's Blue-Sky CBD Deep Relief Balm. And I'm telling you, so I did, the rest of the story. He gave me these. He goes, I want you, Greg Carpenter, my friend, and then another woman, Stacy, and they used to be in sales and radio. Uh-huh. They're really, really great, down-to-earth, great people.
Okay.
And he goes, I want you to try this, to put the drops in it. I did all the investigation, everything. But then once I got fired, then I was like a little freaked out. Because my income stream had ended.
Right.
And so this really helped my, the drops.
Anxiety.
Helped my anxiety.
I like there's only two things in there. The CBD oil and coconut oil.
And coconut oil.
That's it. That's the only thing.
Right.
And
it has those, the positive MCI oil part or whatever that's healthy for you. And you drop it, you know, sublingually or whatever, right under your tongue.
Yep.
And I have to take out my braces when I do it because the braces get oily. But anyway, I'm wearing, you know, the Invisalign. But it really.
Put it in your eye.
So it's Blue-Sky, BlueSky.com.
Yep.
Okay. Use the promo code Jackie.
Yeah.
Just, J-A-C-K-I-E.
Yep. And then I'll have him call you, too, because then he'll give you a promo thing and you can try it. My my balm is almost done because, I mean, literally.
Well, yeah. This. I mean, I'd love to try to give it a good old-fashioned test.
Right. Absolutely.
No, there's winning, also, you know.
Because I'll wake up just in full spasm.
I know.
Oh, well, yeah.
I know. Me, too.
Yeah.
And I was so scared to say anything to anybody because, just like you said, if you say this job is causing me some harm, then they do get, you know, you're afraid they're going to get rid of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was afraid to tell anybody.
Unless it's emotional, and then they're fine.
Oh, yeah. They don't care that they emotionally wrecked you.
Right.
That doesn't leave
us. But
a
I was going to every single physical therapist in this town. Physical therapy, Pilates, yoga.
I've been dry needled.
Yeah. Dry needled, wet needled. Yeah. I've been rubbed, sponged, stretched, poked, you know, whatever. And this provides instant relief.
Yeah.
Excellent.
On the place where it hurts me, and that's my neck. Yeah. I know you have to go, don't you?
No, you have to
go. I know I do. I have to go on the air.
Yeah, I know.
Over at Westwood One.
I know.
So I just wanted to offer that to you. And
awesome.
Then I'll have the guy call you.
Please do.
Okay, so this balm, the other woman, her name's Stacy,
who's
involved in this company. She's a wonderful redheaded lady, like, you know, poly purebred when you look at her.
Okay.
Got three kids and, you know, two kids, nice husband, horses, whatever. And so her dad was having health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one of her motivators. And now he walks around with one of these in his pocket.
Sure.
And he's up at the Home Depot rubbing this on people's arms.
Oh,
all over
funny.
Home Depot.
Yep.
Because he really found it. And he's an old guy.
Yeah.
And like old people sometimes are not so quick to change.
Right.
But when you have tried everything like me,
yep.
I think I spent $10,000 in 1 year.
Yeah,
on every kind of practitioner, a massage 3 times a week, you know.
Me too. Yeah.
The acupuncture lady who doesn't take insurance.
Right.
And this is bringing you the relief from
the instant
that never
relief.
Did.
As soon as you're driving away, you know, or as soon as I got off the air or whatever, while I'm on the air, I, you know, whip down my bra strap
and put it
right here.
And
where
the bra
that
strap
hurts.
Just makes it worse.
Doesn't it though?
As soon as you put your bra on, you're like, okay, Nick, hang on. Come on.
So restricting.
Oh.
It is. And then I got turned on to this lady who uses these little tools.
What in the hell?
I know. And for You can use it in different spots for pain as well. It's a, I don't know what they call this, a point.
Pressure point?
Yeah, pressure point thing. And then I got turned on to the Gua Sha tools, which you can buy it. It's like this little pouch, and four tools come in there. And so I put that on, and then you can rub the spot, you know, with the stone.
Oh.
What in the heck?
I know. Feel it.
Yeah.
Now, there's four sizes, but I only carry one with me because you don't want them breaking.
Right.
But these are the sizes, and it's like $20 on Amazon.
That's the shapes.
Gua Sha. It's spelled G-U-A-S-H-A.
Should you be jamming that in your neck?
Yep. So you put the stuff on, and then you rub it up and down, and you find that point that has the knot in it.
Yeah.
And you try to open these. Look, I do it on my chest. I get bruises because it's so, you want to be vigorous.
Yeah, because right under your collarbone, it'll just, that's the whole, so like for me, it starts in my neck and then it comes down, comes across.
Same.
And then.
And in the back.
And I have a spot.
Me too. Oh, I feel it fire up. It goes bring, bring.
And then it'll pop.
Same here.
Yeah, I hate it. I was laying in bed the other night and because I worked so hard at work and I was like, it's weird to feel like your whole upper body and your shoulders throb
constantly.
And then it's just like, okay, come on, body, come on.
I know. And sometimes I like
a hot shower.
I know. Sometimes I hoist this tissue up.
Absolutely.
And then see if it helps my neck.
Yeah.
And sometimes it does.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
your boobs are just pulling on your muscles. So, absolutely. So when I started
isn't that cool?
What's it made out of?
It's stone. That's stone, but you can get them made out of
stainless or something?
Jade or, the stainless ones are really expensive.
Yeah, but they're nice.
And they don't use them anymore at the, my physical therapist, his name is Marty at Push Gym.
Marty Fly.
I got dry needled under my boob, in my pectoral muscle all the way, just to try to get the muscles to release. To get the fascia to release.
That's kind of cool.
So I use this, and then when I got home, I would give myself...
You should put this on your neck.
I'll buy all of it for you. For having me here. But I use... And then when I get home, then I do the little thing,
drops.
And I just sit and breathe.
Yeah.
And it mellows.
When I got home. This interrupts the pain cycle.
So what do you think? Were you taking ibuprofen or Aleve or anything like that?
They had me on everything.
Yeah.
And I already take some medication, so I feel like my liver was just bounced.
So then has this removed the pain medication?
Oh, yeah. I stopped taking. I don't take any of it orally.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, no aspirin and stuff like that. Yeah. No.
Oh, that's cool.
Because this really, it just interrupts the pain cycle immediately.
And see, Shani,
that's just what you need is that. Mm-hmm. If you can just get that break.
You just rubbed it on just for a second, you know, just a little bit. I'm glad you did, because now you know how it smells. It smells slightly medicine-y, but not really.
Sean calls it his aphrodisiac.
Because I smell like it. The smell of Tiger Bomb gets me hot.
I smell like it all the time. Especially like when I'm sewing, when I'm doing a show, a fashion show. It's like, oh my gosh. Sometimes he'll come home and I have a Tiger Bomb patch on my neck. I have a Tiger Bomb patch on my shoulder. Yep. I have one on the back. Yep. You know, because I'm just like,
Shana,
okay, please.
You and me are the same person in this area. And so... this just immediately, zero THC, independently tested, grown and extracted here in Colorado, and started by my friends.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And where else would you want to get a pure CBD product but that was manufactured by straight people here in Colorado?
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? It's not like going into the stoner shop, which I there's nothing wrong with that. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that. Here, you want to take a picture of the hoot and hoot. Here, wait a minute.
When you have done everything and you've tried everything.
No, everything, Shana.
It's like, you're desperate. When you find it, that's it. You gotta run with it.
You do. And I tried everything. I've been to doctors. I've had CT scans. I've had everything.
I like this.
I know. Aren't they fun? You can use that on your hands.
On my neck.
Use this on your hand. On your elbow to release the tissue. Yeah.
I'm getting some tennis elbow and I've never even played tennis.
That's from your mouse at the... The station.
That's from my
Okay, so you like PBS. Yeah. You know how it's they're raising funds right now or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
On CPP12 or whatever it's called?
Yeah, yeah.
They have this really corny older guy who's a PT.
Cool. Uh-huh.
And he was, he said to all these really funny questions, like to his whole audience on this program. do you have neck pain? Everyone. Do you have hand pain? Everyone. And he said that pain is not from aging. Mm-mm. It's just that repetitive motion gets to you after a while. And he goes, what do you think the source of that pain is? You know, he'll ask every person that he works on the camera. What do you think the source of that pain is? Well, this happened and this happened. And he's like, no, it's because you sit slouched.
Yep.
He goes, when you show up in the first grade, what do? They stick you in a chair and you slouch.
Yep.
And you've been sitting there ever since.
Yep.
That's why you hurt.
Yep. Yep. I do a wonderful lady on there. It's called Classical Stretch by
Eccentrics. I watch her. I've got every single thing.
Yeah, I like her. I like Miranda. She's helped me a lot doing the stretches.
That
I
really
like Miranda.
Has seemed to give a shame
I've been watching her for a long time. She rehabbed as a ballerina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. She was a ballerina.
She was a ballerina.
She had crazy with that crazy Canadian accent.
Yep. I know. She's
instead
so
of zero,
funny.
Cool. Instead of zero, they say Zed.
Uh-huh.
And cracks me up.
And what else does she say? The booty.
Yeah.
The booty.
The booty.
I love her, man. I found her one morning when I was in desperate need. And then I was like, okay. So I did the workout. And I only did half of it because I caught her halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed me from that day forward. I do her all the time. I have her
DVDs. I love those videos. Yeah.
I'm like, I tell everyone about her because it's like, that is how I can get through my day now. If I don't do them,
I know what you
mean. I am in ton of pain by the end of the day.
No,
if I do them, I feel great.
Yeah, I'm
with
you.
I feel great, and it's helped my shoulder so much.
Me too. And another yoga lady, just real quick, last pitch, because I have to go to work. But anyways, it's there's different kinds of yoga.
Yeah,
and one was in a method of yoga.
Yeah.
Practice is called Iyengar, and it's on South Broadway.
Okay.
Okay.
Right by the highway.
Okay.
And it's been there for years. If you go down South Broadway, you're getting on
I-25. Yeah.
There's a clock that says Hawaii time or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know the where I'm talking about?
We know. Yeah.
They've had the building for years and years and years. He's an actual dude who died at like 95, not very long ago.
Oh.
And then his daughter, who took over the practice, like they run around the whole world. They're from southern India.
Interesting.
He's the one who introduced straps, boxes, and other props. They're called props.
Yeah.
So if you're injured,
yeah,
they get you in the right position so that you can rebuild the opposing muscle.
Right.
Now, it's called Iyengar. And the lady who teaches me locally, one-on-one, and we should have a demo and have her come over here and help you
for
too.
Yeah, for sure.
Her name is Kendra, and she is awesome. And I found her by accident doing an endorsement for hand and stone massage.
Oh, wow.
She works there too, but she has like five other practices, and she is amazing.
Wow.
She's so patient. And, you know, I'm like, well, my guts are hanging out or whatever, you know, my underarm fat. And she's like, you should have seen that what the guy looked like from India. I mean, you know, they're built like sumo wrestlers, wrestlers almost. They don't have all that fat, but they're big in the middle.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Indians, well, from southern India. But anyways, the practice is maintained, and it's not about hot yoga with girls in V pants.
Right.
Which I see, I'm like, can we get rid of that?
The French cut leotard?
Right.
Get that go, by the way. I'm tired of looking at your dimples on your butt.
But exactly.
And seeing where you've been shaved in the front. They're so tight.
Right.
You know, I know men like them, but anyway.
Hey.
Buster.
Hey.
Don't eat it.
He's just licking the bones. Yeah.
So Iyengar yoga.
Okay.
Cool. There's videos online, and that will help you too with our pain.
Yeah.
We'll check into that.
Okay. I thank you for having me on this.
Oh,
the live
Jack,
part. You guys
so
probably
wonderful.
Want to finish the rest of your thing, but
no, we're this is it.
This is it.
This is it.
This is just it. It's you. I know. Yeah. Absolutely.
Shayna, me and you are the same person.
We'll go.
And I want to make clothes that fit our body type.
I know. Me too. That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing in my designing. And so it's like, I'm going to keep doing that. Dresses, everything.
Everything.
That fits and out of nice fabric.
Thank you. Right? Can we have some, instead of this,
just spandex, everything.
Everything I have is that travel, Chico's would call this travel weight.
Right.
Just like when you're going up to Mount Everest, you wear expedition weight.
Right.
Well, this is travel weight.
This is what I tell everyone. Yeah. It's made out of petroleum.
That's
the thing, plastic.
You can't wear it in the summer.
No.
Because you will die.
Yep. You will die.
Swallows, I love you so much.
We love
Thank
you too.
You.
Thank you for coming on here. That's great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
Absolutely.
You're great.
You're the greatest.
You're an inspiration.
Thanks.
And we got to have you come back and talk about more fun stuff.
Oh, I got a bookload.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you.
I
and
know.
The time
Your
went by
music
so fast.
Knowledge is, I had no idea. You have this plethora of music knowledge.
I do. I could go on.
Yeah. I got bands I got to check out.
Yeah, I know.
Good. Okay, Keller Williams. Yeah. Perpendicular Teeth.
Yeah.
Little America.
I already like him, so it's like, yeah, right, that's on, going right on the new playlist. Okay.
Yep,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, well.
Thanks again.
Remember to follow us, email us, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Please give us a follow and share these episodes. Tell all your friends. Thank you, Jackie. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
And there's still time if you want to get a Christmas card. Yep. Email us your address, everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
You've got till tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Absolutely. And then tomorrow. We're cutting it off.
Don't send us messages on Facebook.
No.
everythingswallowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, please.
Because you'll get lost in a Facebook
yes,
message.
Yes, we have too many Facebooks.
Yes.
But
they're so popular. They're so popular.
That's right. All right, goodbye.
Bye.